Thanks for being with us today, Eric.
Thank you for having me.
I just want to launch right into it. Does the school choice program violate the Nevada State Constitution?
On its face, one could easily argue that it does. Article 11, Section 10 of the Nevada Constitution, its title says public money is not for sectarian purposes. And in fact, the following sentence says public money of any kind, and then it specifies state, county, cannot be used for sectarian instruction.
So in the Constitution, the word sectarian, can we define that?
In simplest terms, it means for religious purposes.
So any money pulled from the public fund for education that can be used towards any private institution of religious denomination technically violates the Nevada State Constitution on its face.
On its face, that would be the clear and simple reading of Article 11, Section 10, that you cannot use public monies of any kind for a school with a religious purpose.
So now some in favor of school choice say that it doesn't violate the Constitution because it can be seen as taxpayers taking their own money from that public fund and putting it towards another school. What's your take on this?
Well, that is the argument being made. And again, I'll specify that my take on it is, yes, I think it is a violation. By the same token, that is going to be resolved in the courts. And the courts could easily decide differently than what Eric Hertzik says the law is, as they have in Arizona. However, in Colorado, the court sided the other way. But in terms of the argument that is being made, the ESAs are money that is given to the parents. It automatically becomes non-public money somehow, are making a choice that can be really for any approved purpose. Now, I find that something of a dodge simply because this money starts as public money. In the law, it has to address specific public purposes, both what it can be spent on and what it cannot be spent on. It's administered by a public agency, in this case, the treasurer's office. And if a parent does not spend all the money, for example, the money gets returned to the public treasury.
So if it's public money that then is private once it's in the hands of the parent, however, this savings account is managed by
a public entity.
Exactly. So technically, wouldn't that make it public money, public money, public money?
I would agree with you. And it has, again, it has nothing to do with the merits of the law. But you have this provision in the Nevada Constitution that the legislature really didn't fully consider and most likely should have been addressed. And instead, we found this kind of workaround that, oh, it's public, 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 private, public.
What do you think is going to happen to the ESA going forward?
I would predict that sooner or later a court challenge will come that you are using money in violation of Article 11, Section 10. It will go ultimately to the Nevada Supreme Court, where it will be decided just as it was in Colorado or Arizona. And I won't hazard a guess to predict what the Nevada Supreme Court will do.
Thanks so much for joining me today, Eric. Eric Hertzik, the chair of the Political Science Department at UNR. Thank you.
Thank you.